in the lunchtime edition. A continuing series of grass fires forces the closure of four more schools. Meantime, the Barbados Union of Teachers concerned about the large number of school closures for various reasons. Barbados' sugar industry in for a major transformation as private farmers consider a big switch to electricity rather than sugar production. The Water Authority launches a $90 million program to provide hundreds of homes with water tanks. And the International Criminal Court issues an arrest warrant for the Russian president. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
Coming to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life Plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online.
Private sector players say the planned privatization of the Barbados sugar industry could take several years and will see a transformed business model with most earnings coming from generating electricity rather than producing sugar. Mark Seeley, chairman of Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, BSIL, was reacting to yesterday's announcement by the Agriculture Minister Indah Weir that a paper is going to cabinet shortly on the proposed privatization, with government determined to end its $27 million annual support for the sector. Mr. Weir stated that two private investors have expressed interest. However, Mr. Seeley, the spokesman for the grouping of private sector farmers, tells Starcom Network News there won't be a quick transition and that what's currently an industry centered on sugar will be structured very differently with a big shift in focus. He stresses that producing sugar is not profitable.
We're talking about solar, we're talking about access for gas, we're talking about biomass, and we're talking about possibly wind. Because at the end of the day, wind again could be also a reasonable solution and a good revenue stream, simply because you can put wind turbines in the sugarcane fields and you can grow sugar around them, you know, whereas solar takes up quite a bit more space, etc. Those are the revenue streams that we're looking at.
Mr. Seeley emphasizes that the private sector is still analyzing the numbers to see what's feasible, what makes good business sense.
I want to make the point that we're still at the stage where we're looking at the numbers, we're trying to tweak the numbers to see the feasibility of those numbers, because at the end of the day, any time a private sector wants to invest in a project, it has to make money. There has to be a return on investment. Nobody invests in a project if it doesn't make money. So we are still at the stage where we're looking at the numbers, and we're working hard to get to the stage where we can say, okay, yes, this project is a go.
He says the renewable energy operations will use the less productive lands. The Barbados Fire Service was this morning battling yet another grass fire, this one across a white area of St. Philip, the latest in a series of several fires over the past several weeks. Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard updated Starcom Network News as the blaze at Golden Grove was ongoing. He believes some of the fires are deliberately set to clear Cowich.
We're still having a number of these grass fires occurring. We believe strongly that a lot of them are associated with the Cowich problem, and they are causing schools to close because these fires are burning in wide areas. As we speak, there's one in St. Philip that is burning in a wide area. The place is dry, and we continue to get these fires. And they're impacting the education of our children because the schools have to close. Then they might have to industrially clean these schools afterwards, and that also is a cost. So we are pleading and appealing to the public to avoid burning indiscriminately.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard, meantime, the Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, later confirmed that the blaze had forced the closure of four schools.
I understand that there is a large grass fire in St. Philip. Smoke from the fire is severely affecting St. George Primary School, St. George Secondary School, Workman's Primary, and Ellerton Primary School. As a result, we had to immediately close the school, so we're asking parents to collect their children as soon as possible.
And the St. Stephen's Nursery School is also closed today as the authorities try to deal with what's described as an environmental concern in the area. The Barbados Union of Teachers concerned about the number of school closures this term due to various issues. BUT President Rudy Lovell.
We note that some of these school closures are due to unforeseen circumstances, while some are due to the negligence of individuals. Given that the right to a safe and healthy working and learning environment should be afforded to teachers and students, we will continue to agitate on these issues.
He says the union is working with the Education Ministry to find a solution to these challenges. This is the latest.
Coming to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
The Barbados Water Authority today launched a $90 million water tank distribution project. Speaking at the launch, the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Sanchia Bradshaw, said the project is financed by the Green Climate Fund and co-executed along with the Caribbean Community Climate Change Center.
Comprising the GCF grant for just over Barbados $55 million and consideration of just under Barbados $35 million in co-financing of activities under other loan agreements. What is significant about this particular financing arrangement is that the Green Climate Funds recognize the financial limitation of small island developing states like Barbados to be able to provide financing support for the project.
Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology Davidson Ishmael reports more Barbadians coming forward to collect their new Trident ID cards. He was speaking to Starcom Network News on the sidelines of the opening of a Science and Technology Festival at the UWI Cafel campus this morning.
Overall, we're very pleased with how things are going with the rollout of the Trident ID card. We know that there have been some challenges relative to people collecting cards in recent weeks. We think we've worked through a lot of those challenges. I would have said to the people of Barbados just a few weeks ago that we had about 90,000 uncollected cards. We now have less than 60,000 cards that are still awaiting collection. I think it's about 57,000 actually. So that means that people in Barbados have really answered the call.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for the Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a press release today, the International Criminal Court in The Hague said it issued arrest warrants for Mr. Putin and his Children's Rights Commissioner for the unlawful deportation of Ukrainian children. The court's pretrial judges assessed there was reasonable grounds to believe that each suspect bears responsibility for the war crime of unlawful deportation of population and that the unlawful transfer of population from occupied areas of Ukraine to the Russian Federation in prejudice of Ukrainian children are top stories. A continuing series of grass fires across the country forces the closure of four more schools. The Barbados Union of Teachers concerned about the large number of school closures for various reasons. Barbados' sugar industry in for a major transformation as private farmers consider a big switch to electricity rather than sugar production. The Water Authority launches a $90 million program to provide homes with water tanks. And the International Criminal Court issues an arrest warrant for the Russian president in the lunchtime edition. From Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM group, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.